This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the briefing for the remnant. The famine descends, not as a natural disaster, but as a consequence of deliberate rebellion. We see the barren fields, the empty storehouses, and the pronouncements of catastrophe from those who still refuse to name the source, a world steeped in wickedness, turning its back on Yahuwah. Colonel MacGregor speaks of crisis, but fails to grasp the core truth. This is judgment. Deuteronomy 28 unfolds before our eyes, detailing the curses upon a people forsaking the covenant. And observe how the counterfeit Israel, built on stolen land, aligns with these very powers, offering false security while the true inheritance remains scattered. It isn't merely supply chain disruption. It's a calculated control, a deliberate dismantling of agricultural independence, a prioritizing of profit over provision. Yahuwah has declared famine upon a rebellious world, and the harvest is failing. The nations reel, their advancements revealed as vanity. The illusion of progress crumbles under the weight of Deuteronomy 28, the curses manifesting as failing infrastructure, collapsing economies, and a breakdown of social order. For generations, Israel has been scattered, yet Yahuwah does not abandon his covenant. Even in chaos, he refines the remnant, preparing us for a new era. This isn't despair, it is the birth pangs of restoration. They chase fleeting pleasures and digital idols, disconnecting themselves from the Creator and His natural order. This is a time for repentance, for returning to the covenant and embracing the truth of our heritage. Scattered Israel must not be deceived by the narratives of these failing nations. The cries for solutions are futile, originating from the very systems that created the problems. Deliverance comes only through obedience. And the chains are being forged, not of iron, but of silicon and code. The nations, driven by the spirit of Edom, are not coming with swords, but with digital identification, CBDCs, artificial intelligence, biometric surveillance, instruments of enslavement masquerading as progress. Israel, tragically, is at the vanguard of this system, actively implementing these technologies. The regime seeks not liberation, but control over every aspect of life, finances, movement, thought itself. CBDCs offer absolute power over sustenance, rewarding obedience, punishing dissent. Biometric surveillance strips away privacy, turning citizens into open books. Artificial intelligence will be used to predict, manipulate, and suppress. This isn't about convenience, it's a spiritual battle. It is the age-old struggle between Yahuwah's covenant people and the forces of darkness. Descendants of Esau, infiltrating power structures, orchestrating this digital prison, seeking to bind Israel and prevent prophecy. Scattered Israel must awaken to be separate. The rot within Edom is becoming visible. 55% of Americans now report their financial situation is worsening, a stark indictment of a system designed to enslave and impoverish. This isn't merely economic downturn. It's a direct consequence of turning away from the covenant. For generations, Edom has built wealth on exploitation, deception, and the forbidden practice of usury. The debt-based system, fueled by the Federal Reserve, has always been a tool of oppression. While the mainstream offers shallow explanations, the discerning eye sees the hand of Yahuwah at work. Deuteronomy 28 lays bare the consequences of disobedience, economic hardship, dwindling resources, and loss of prosperity. These are not random occurrences. They are judgments foretold, falling upon a nation that has rejected truth. This crisis is a call to repentance for the remnant of Israel. And the unraveling continues. Stagflation grips the beast system, mirroring the warnings of the prophets. Ray Dalio, a voice from within Edom's financial core, declares the arrival of stagnation and inflation, a perilous combination. This echoes generations of prophetic warnings. Wealth amassed through deceit cannot endure. Yahuwah promised to dismantle the power of those who oppress Israel, and the dismantling of Edom's financial dominion is a clear manifestation of that promise. The oil embargo of the 1970s was but a foreshadowing. While the world watches with anxiety, scattered Israel must remain steadfast in faith. This is a time for discernment, not despair. Let the collapse of Edom serve as a reminder that true security lies not in fleeting wealth, but in the enduring covenant with Yahuwah. These are not isolated events, but interwoven threads, a tightening noose around a rebellious world, a refining fire for the faithful remnant. The judgments are unfolding, the patterns are clear, and the time for preparation is now. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.